Here we start a short podcast today. We're headed off to New Rotterdam. Over the weekend, we're having our Buchu, or our fair. We're expecting quite a few people to be in attendance, and hopefully the weather will be on our side, which means that it's neither too hot, which means everyone's floating around in the lake, or neither is it raining, which puts people off from coming. So let's see what Krishna has in store. Today's questions are really of a common caliber. They come from common theme. They come from Manjari Devi Dasi here in Budapest. And basically her questions are, what do you do with Mahaprasadam? Two types of Mahaprasadam. One is flowers, garlands, and other things that decompose. And the other type is sacred things upon which Shastra is written, the holy name is written, the Lord's name is written, and so on. Old pamphlets, booklets, maybe Mahaprasadam boxes that have the deity's name stamped on it. I remember in the days of yore, we would always call, we never called anything that we threw out Mahaprasadam garbage. It was always called sacred throw out. And those names came from Srila Prabhupada. So it was sacred and it was throw out. It was never garbage, but it was something that you had to throw out. Things that decompose, then my suggestion is that they get buried somewhere. Here in Budapest, devotees may not be able to, our garden is not suitable, big enough for that, but New Rotterdam is, so they just collect the items and then take them to the farm, plenty of acreage there, and arrange for a sacred place where these things can be properly buried. For things that can be burnt, then they should be burnt properly in a fire, in a separate fire dedicated to that. Again, that can be collected in large quantities and then properly disposed of, thrown out in that way. It's our responsibility, it's part of deity worship, that those things that have been offered to the Lord and from which we've enjoyed and received unlimited benefit, that we respect it in a suitable way. If we don't, then we commit seva aparadha. If we continue to do it, even knowing that we're doing the wrong thing, then it ends up turning to become nama aparadha. So in short, we shouldn't mess around with Krishna and incur his displeasure, but rather we should do the needful and respect him in all of his forms, and especially respect his mercy in a proper way.